And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's no doubt that the United States has made tremendous progress over the last 150 years in overcoming its original sin of enslaving black people. But it's also true that we still have a very long way to go. Indeed, the claim advanced by many on the political right that there's no more institutionalized racism to overcome in our country is demonstrably false. Take the enormously important field of mortgage lending. A recent report by the nonprofit news organization The Markup found that when researchers controlled for 17 other factors, lenders were 80% more likely to reject black applicants than whites. But of course, we shouldn't be surprised by this. We've long known that capitalism isn't inherently colorblind. It was profit-seeking American capitalists who, for decades, redlined aspiring black homeowners and denied them access to all manner of public accommodations. The bottom line, American market capitalism has many strengths, but like other components of our society, it's ultimately a human institution that's sure to reflect all the shortcomings of the human beings who dominate it. Strong rules to make it work fairly remain essential. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.